going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Warriors do get me emotional.
He gonna start crying. Jimmy Butler's fighting for his life out there. Let's relax, everyone. He walked away under his own power. Hopefully it's just
contusion.
He did a free throw after. Gutsy is what I call that. Gutsy. All right. Let's see if Joe Shasky could do that in the knockout tournament off of a sore butt, if you will. Sparky is an Alameda.
Is he an electrician?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Sparky.
What's up, man?
How are you feeling about that Jimmy Butler injury? I almost said Jimmy Garoppolo.
First of all, I am an electrician. That's what I call myself.
Nice.
Sparky.
Shout out Local 6.
So, neither here or there. At the end of February, I actually went and skiing, you know, trying to do some stunts, and I actually de-injured my pelvis. And I got to tell you, the difference when you were falling.
Sparky, what were you doing to injure your pelvis? Rewind. What's going on?
I went skiing at the end of February.
Got it. Where'd you go skiing? Were you in Lake Tahoe or what?
Sierra. That's the slopes. You got to go to Sierra.
Gotta hit the slopes, brother. Let's go. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
It's always fresh powder.
But anyways, you know, so going on just hit my pelvis, just doing a stunt. But I dropped 15 feet high. And it's a difference when you drop that high, and I'm still suffering my injury. I really think that these gentlemen play the sport and they are a little bit more athletic and better looking than me. But I think that that's going to cover him. It doesn't hurt. It hurts like hell instantly, whether you fall a foot or 20 feet. It hurts. It hurts like hell. But I think he's going to be, you know, he got the right staff. He's going to get through it. No panic. However, my point about the game is that we don't got to suffer. We do our job. While we're away, we're supposed to win one. Everybody knows that. We win the one. We set the stamp. We set the fear. And you know what? It's okay. A win is a win, but a series is a series. And you know what? There's a lot more Warriors to come. The strength of number, baby. Keep it going. I love this show. I'm not a Kevin Durant fan like you, but yep. Keep on going. Yeah, Jimmy.
Thanks, Sparky and Alameda. There's a lot baked into that. Fell 15 feet skiing. Sparky also has one of the greatest drops in 95-7 The Game history. This is from earlier in the season when they beat the Boston Celtics and heading into the Celtics game. This was Sparky.
We don't care who plays. We slide the challenge.
It's all done.
That was him.
That was him. He's him.
We don't care who plays. We slide the challenge.
Just like the challenge.
I like the whisper at the end.
It's so good. I didn't know where he was going with it. He's like, you know, I hurt my pelvis skiing. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, dude, it fell 15 feet. Dude. You big skier, Joe? Have you ever gone skiing?
Yeah, one time.
more of a snowboarder guy?
No, I first off, it's very dangerous, number one. Well,
thanks.
You know, do you want to go on the Double Death Black Diamond? No, I don't. I want to go on the Kids Starter Pack.
The Bunny Slopes is what you'd like to do.
Dog, that, first off, Bunny Hill. The front shins were killing me. I'm not a skier. I admit, I've seen snow 3 or 4 times in my life.
You're going to sled.
I'm a city guy.
Maybe use the saucer.
And I'm not a rich city guy like Carter. I'm a city from the Excelsior guy who literally would go camping and stuff, but we didn't go to Tahoe. It was too far away. It was too expensive. And skiing is very pricey.
What's Manhattan versus the Bronx over here? Is that what we're doing? Jesus. All right. I got to throw my guy Carter in the bus. He's a new happily married man. He's crushing it, okay?
I'm not a skier.
That's fine.
Skiing is
snowboarding, I think, is more your speed, probably. It's easier for me.
I'll take your word for that. I am fascinated by snow. I just haven't been around.
I'm fascinated by snow. Yeah. There you go. Cut that, please. I'm fascinated in snow.
Well, there was a time in my 20s I was very fascinated by snow.
Hey, fresh powder, baby. WC is insane. Leandro wants to join in the conversation. I don't know where we're going right now. Jimmy Butler's out. That's all I know. Currently, he had to leave yesterday's game. Hopefully he's not out for game 3, but that remains to be seen. WC, what you got on last night's game? WC? Am I pronouncing it wrong? Is it... No? All right. He's gone. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. Larry is out in Hayward.
What's up, Larry?
Wants to talk about the physicality in this series. What's up, Larry? What you got?
Well, I don't mind the physicality as far as, like, you know, banging for the boards and things like that. But what needs to stop is, I mean, they're pulling on Steph's shorts while he's trying to shoot a 3 and... You know, all the hugging and all that stuff. That the refs need to call that. They need to you know, get rid of that type of stuff. But you know, if you're banging down low and trying to grab a board or whatnot, I don't mind them. You know, not blowing the whistle for that.
All right, that's Larry and Hayward. 888-957-9570. The physicality is something I heard from a lot. Obviously, our girl from LA was very upset about the physicality, thought the refs should have been calling more fouls. How did you feel about the physicality allowed last night, Dub Nation? Something or nothing going forward for you? Because Draymond Green said after the game yesterday, I don't think I have the quote here, but he thought it was less physical here. This is what he was asked. He was asked how much
Draymond thought it was less physical.
He was asked how much more physical this game was to game 1.
Thought it was a little less physical than game 1.
That's one of the most physical players in the league, and he thought it was even less physical. And Stephen Curry was asked about that and asked about what Draymond said after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Actually, I might agree with that. There's just a couple, like, crashes they're having out there. We know what their MO is and what they're trying to do, use their size, their athleticism, their size advantage at times to try to bully us. And, you know, we held up a pretty good fight both games. I think we just let Jalen get going a little bit, and he got free to space. There's no reason he should get up 18 threes. Like, we got to figure out a way to control where he is on the floor. Is that those are all momentum threes that kind of kept the separation. So yeah, probably, I mean, as physical as game 1, but just a different style because we let him get loose.
So Steve Kerr didn't complain about the physicality. Draymond Green said this game was less physical, and so did Stephen Curry. So why are fans so upset about the physicality if the head coach and their best players aren't upset about it?
Because Jimmy got hurt, and the consequence, I'm not condoning it. I'm saying, because Jimmy got hurt.
Steph even said there. He's like, yeah, there's a couple plays where, but like outside of that, it really wasn't that much like more physical.
Had the roles been reversed and it had been Jimmy Butler who was fighting through people blocking him out and then kind of fell or whatever, and Amen Thompson was up in the air, how would we all feel about that? It's like inadvertent.
Yeah,
you know?
We'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah, it sucks that he's hurt.
The Rockets fans are saying.
You know, and so like, I don't know, man. I understand the outrage from fans because they love their guy. And I'm sure that if we slowed it down from a variety of angles, we could point the finger at, you know, oh, look at Draymond did this. Steven Adams did that in that play. Amen did this. And Jimmy Butler should have done that. Do you know how hard it is in real time when things are going fast? People are jostling for position and you're playing really, really hard. Was it a little reckless in terms of doing too much from Amen after the shot? He went crashing it. Yeah,
no
doubt.
Did they even review it? I don't even recall that. Did they review that to be a flagrant?
I don't know. I saw a bunch of highlights.
Yeah, I don't think they did review it. I know immediately when Jalen Green smacked Draymond in the head, the ref was like, all right, yeah, we're reviewing that immediately.
And they got the right call.
And they got the right call.
That was the right call. Now, could it have been a flagrant? Possibly. I wouldn't have been mad at that call. I just didn't think it was as egregious as everyone's making it out to be. I didn't think it was malicious. I didn't think it was quote-unquote dirty. But I'm not mad at those who think it is. And that being said, it's unfortunate he got hurt. I thought it was just a tough basketball play. Someone went down. It sucks. It was our guy.
Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. Steinie and Goo are going to be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to play, guys, goat or gals, go to 95.7thegame.com and click on the events tab to sign up. I'm going to be playing. Shasky's going to be playing. I think Willard and Dibs are going to be playing. Can't wait for it on Monday. I need to get back out on the links, that's for sure. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area.
Now, Joe, I will admit this. In the first quarter, because I was keeping track of this, leading up to the Jimmy Butler play, Jalen Green went crashing into Steph Curry. Draymond Green went crashing into Dillon Brooks. Ahmed Thompson and Draymond Green crashed into each other and just splattered like a car crash almost.
Like an egg.
Şengün, hard elbow accidentally to someone. Jalen fighting hard for the ball on the floor with Steph Curry as they're both kind of laughing a little as they're getting up. Dillon and Dre jostling. Another foul with Dillon. He's got two quick ones. Tari Eason talking smack, shouldering someone. This game was physical leading up to that play.
It was.
So I understand why people think, oh, they crossed the line.
And maybe because we weren't the actual players and the coaches that were there in person, like, they're the ones telling you it wasn't as physical in game one. So maybe it was just the amount of big plays that you're alluding to right now that's kind of warping our mind about the physicality compared from game one to game two. And also, let's keep it a buck. Warriors won game one. So, like, you're a little jaded if you're a fan going into this one where you lost by 15 points and all those big momentous plays, those physical type of plays, felt like they were in the Houston Rockets' favor.
I don't know what's in the guy's heart. I don't know what's in his head. I'm just going off of how I felt looking at it. I didn't think he was trying to hurt him.
No.
Right? And that's just, again, but I'm also not mad at those who think that he did, because we're going to have different points of view on that. And, you know, something that might have happened to you on the court would bake into how you see it.
To be quite honest, like, the intent and all that, it really doesn't matter to me. The fact of the matter is Jimmy Butler got hurt. And at the end of the day, if I'm a Warriors fan, that's all I'm worried about at this point.
But
his health, individually, like, you could dwell on it for today, fine. But as far as I'm concerned, after today's show, Joe, I'm done talking about the play. I'm now worried about his status going forward. That's how you have to think about it. That's how the coaching staff is thinking about it. That's how the players are thinking about
but
it.
But I think my reaction, having been involved in a lot of these things, and like on the floor as a coach, player, whatever, and as now as a fan of the NBA for as long as I have, like on any level, I do always look at the guys on the floor. And if the guys on the floor or the guys on the bench don't react in some kind of crazy way, and then they all, in the NBA, they all look up at the monitor because it's showing the replay. Because remember, they stopped the play. He's on the ground. They're all looking up at the monitor. Had they all thought it was that bad, I think someone would have said something.
Or retaliated in a way, correct?
I kind of lean into like the players that are and how they react to some of those things.
Draymond Green was asked about the shock of losing Jimmy that early in the game.
It was significant. You know, anytime you lose one of your best players, one of your top dogs, it's tough to overcome. But I thought we did a good job fighting, giving ourselves a chance. We just couldn't get over the hump.
Draymond, have you talked to Jimmy Butler since that?
If Jimmy's only going to tell you he feel good. Think he good? Like, of course. So, we'll see.
And we shall see, because he might have been feeling okay yesterday, although the limp and the grimacing said otherwise to me. And as we know, with contusions or bruises, any walk of life, you know, it feels a whole hell of a lot worse the next day usually than the day it happened because of all that adrenaline going through it. So, and he's an older player, so it's something to monitor. Even if he ends up playing, Joe, like, this is something that could linger. And that's the main issue for me when we're talking about this is, yeah, you might still win the series at the end of the day. It's the lingering effects after it for a player they're that old. Well, and by the way, after Saturday, it's just one day off. One day off in between going forward for the rest of these series.
That's the biggest part for me is, all right, so Saturday you get a couple days of rest, and then it's every other day.
Yep.
And that's why you want to, you know, whoever it is wants to make short, quick work of this so they can get on to the next round and get a little bit of breathing room.
WC is back in San Leandro and wants to talk about the Warriors without Jimmy Butler. WC, what's going on, man? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey. Yeah, I lost you guys last time. Hey, all I can say is icy hot, Jimmy. Let's icy hot. Let's get ready. Get back in there if we can. And if not, then we'll play bully ball. We put in a five. You put Post in there and knock down a few people. And, you know, let's, if we got to come off the bench, let's come off the bench early. And they want to do this flinging and everything. Let's fling. We could do that. We're not. You know, we're professionals. We can play basketball, or you want to play bully ball. So if Houston wants to play that way, fine. But I think we got a chance, and we just got to, you know, keep the young guys mix it all in, and then when it's time to put the skills in, put Curry in there, we hit those shots and go home.
You know,
get on the bus and get out of town.
There is a element.
Thanks, WC.
And I mean metaphorically. So bear with me, metaphorically. Bill Walsh had a theory that, hey, all of these games are like boxing matches. And if I beat you to the jab throughout the totality of the fight by the ninth, 10th round, you've really been knocked down, right? Yeah. Metaphorically, right?
It's like those running plays in the NFL. Those 3 to 4 yard chunks you're getting start turning to 5 and 6 and 7
Derrick Henry's career is built on that.
Yep.
Right? And then come the fourth quarter, it's impossible to bring him down. Yep. Next thing you know, he's breaking a 40-yarder. Yeah. I look at the Warriors right now and I say, hey, Dre's ready to fight back at all times,
right,
metaphorically. I feel like Moody is on the verge of being one of those guys too.
Mm.
We need more guys to step up. We can't have people back down. And I think one of the misnomers about the Warriors during the dynastic years was Klay Thompson wasn't backing down from nobody.
Mm.
Bogut wasn't backing down from nobody. Iggy wasn't backing down from nobody. Not that these guys are currently, but yesterday the Rockets, they beat you on the jabs, and they got to you all game. And I think they need to jab back. And I need the entire team to have a more hyper-focused aggression in the next game.
Warriors won round one, if you will, in that analogy. Rockets won round two. Who's going to win round three in game three? That's going to be on Saturday to decide. Hopefully the role players step up bigger at home than they have on the road. Hopefully Brandon Podziemski feels better. And the status of Jimmy Butler, obviously, looming large there. Let's go to Dre and Lamore, who wants to talk about the Warriors.
Hey, Dre?
The Warriors' offense yesterday and the needs to score and rebound. What's up, Dre? What you got, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Nice show.
Thank you.
Been a long time, Butcher Boy.
What's up, bro? I miss you.
Thanks. I miss you, too. Hey, yeah, our scoring needs to come alive, you know, especially with Curry out. I see a lot of guys, they have the mid-range. Looney, for example, I see him pass up a lot of them. I don't know if he's lost his confidence or what. I know that's not supposed to be a part of his game.
Well, did you see him? He took a mid-range shot yesterday, Dre, and it was one of the worst misses I've seen in the whole series.
You're right. It was. It's cause I'm thinking that's because no confidence. I mean, the guy can't shoot. And as far as the boards go, guys, sure, they got the height advantage. But when the ball is, like, being tussled about, I don't know if they're just younger, quicker, but they're seeming to get to the loose balls off the rebounds, you know. Even the long ones where it's kind of the 50-50, they're getting them. I think our team is capable of getting those. Now, Jimmy misses Saturday. He misses Saturday. The Warriors can still take this, but I don't think they can take it if he misses the rest of the series. One game, our Dubs will be good. But they have to play with urgency, and they have to be just as mean and nasty as Houston. This is a 1990s type NBA series.
Thank you, Dre. I can hear in his voice. He was disgusted after yesterday of all the stuff that took place. And I hear him on that. But again, Jimmy Butler's status going forward, although it looms large, I think there are some things yesterday that you take away you can be positive for the Warriors. A lot of those turnovers are just self-inflicted. Like, get rid of the ball. Get trapped. Like,
they were passive.
Credit the Rockets' defense, but also you need to recognize, you know, look at the man in the mirror, shout out MJ. A lot of that was brought upon yourself, too. Passiveness. Yeah, be more aggressive. Like, that's what I saw Pat Spencer. Just keep riding that
That's why I loved what I saw from Pat Spencer. Yeah. Again, and that's why I love what I saw from Quinn Post, where he's just he's pulling. He's ready to shoot. Tari Eason came ready to play. Yep. Dylan Brooks is always ready to play. Fred VanVleet was ready to play, as poor as he played in that game. Jalen Green was clearly ready to play. Obviously, Şengün and Steven Adams. All their guys rose to the moment. I thought collectively they had a really good game, just across the board. Only a couple guys really came ready to play yesterday for the Warriors, and it was pretty evident to me.
888-957-9570, the number. Here's Stephen Curry talking about the Warriors struggling to score 100 against this Rockets team as of late.
How many times have they been under 100? That's just the style of, this matchup. So I don't care what the score is. As long as we got more points, we got to get back to that.
I know you've mentioned, though, when it is under 100 for both teams, like,
that plays into the Rockets' hands.
That plays into the Rockets' hands a little bit.
Yeah, and yesterday the Warriors just couldn't score. No. And I think their poor offense fueled the offense for the Rockets in transition. I mean, how many times did they try to strip the ball at the top of the key and just get out and get a leak dunk?
Oh, there's all night.
Yeah.
All night they were aggressive.
How many times did they get a long rebound on a poor shot?
Yep.
And then they had the matchups coming down the court and they're like, oh, well, just stay where you're at. No one come up and screen. I'm going to attack this guy.
The 50-50 chances and opportunities they weren't cashing in on game one, they cashed in on yesterday. And I thought the balls that weren't going in for them that they needed it were hitting yesterday. Whenever the Warriors were making a mini run, Rockets would counter, right? Whether it was Dylan Brooks at the end of his shot clock, it's like, man, he got that one. Or whether it was, Fred VanVleet, like the 1 3-point shot he made. It's like, damn, really? Like, we didn't need it there.
Well,
or Tari Eason, Jabari Smith. Yeah, they were stepping up.
I think with Jimmy's absence in that game, you really could have used Pod's playmaking and his dribbling.
And he just didn't have it.
And he just didn't have it yesterday. And that's why I was like, I would have went to Pat a little earlier.